The Missouri Senate approved legislation to gradually lower the state's income tax and raise the sales tax over a five-year period. Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit said it would help the state compete with coming Kansas tax cuts.
We can definitely absorb it within our current growth, and that's regardless of what we do with tax credit reform or other things that are going to save our state money.
Independence Democrat Paul Lavota saw it differently.
They can't fund their schools. They're going to have trouble. But instead of waiting and seeing the impact of this experiment, we've dived in with this bill.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon said the plan would shift Missouri's tax burden to the people least able to pay. The liberal Missouri Budget Project said the GOP underestimated the cost to the state by almost half, but the tax cut mania rolled ahead in Missouri and in a dozen other states. The Missouri Supreme Court heard arguments in a case challenging the state law that unaccredited school districts like those in Kansas City must pay tuition for students that transfer out to adjoining districts. Jim Layton argued the case for the state.
The moment that the school district became provisionally accredited, the students no longer had a right under 167-131.
No ruling is expected for at least several weeks. Gun rights continued to be a hot topic. The Missouri Senate approved a constitutional amendment defining the right to defend one's family with firearms, and a lawsuit in the Missouri Boot Heel accused the state of wrongfully scanning personal documents of persons applying for concealed carry permits. A rumor from the right said copies were sent to Washington as part of a firearms confiscation plot. To which Republican House Speaker Tim Jones said,
I think there's a lot more to be looked into here, and we're just at the very beginning steps of the process.
The Department of Revenue responded that it was following the state law and that nothing was being sent to Washington. Kansas set a record for concealed carry applications for the second month in a row, and a Kansas House committee endorsed a bill expanding the number of public buildings where concealed carry will be allowed. Olathe Republican Larry Campbell explained that it also forbids criminal charges if a permit holder accidentally carries a gun into a forbidden location.
What should happen is if you walk in, you forgot you had your weapon on you and somebody notices it, they can say, hey, would you please leave? Concealed carry folks are going to go, I forgot, and immediately walk out.
Another Kansas committee endorsed a bill eliminating things like medical expense tax deductions for abortion and forbidding employees of organizations that provide abortions from working for school districts or teaching sex education in schools as volunteers.
We should be having people of integrity and morality teaching our children,
was Republican Ellen Roethlisberger's comment. Another Kansas committee considered a bill limiting the items school districts can be required to negotiate with teachers' unions. Wrapping up the week, the battle over investigating selling North Kansas City Hospital continued, with the hospital board asking a judge to stop the city council from appointing new board members and the council calling for an independent audit of hospital finances. And funeral services were held for Megan Kramer, the waitress who died in the J.J.'s restaurant fire on the plaza. Also this week, several benefits were held for Megan's family and for other victims of the plaza fire. This is KCUR.